Good morning, Woodies. 2 days into what are they calling it? Sandpaper gate, crutch gate, bangers gate, whatever it's called. I'm not quite sure, but we're into day two, and we're starting to get a bit more of a clear picture as to what's looking like going to happen. So the ICC have come down with their standard ball tampering, I guess, adjudication, which was 4 points for the captain, and I guess 3 points for the person doing it, and then the 75% match fee and 100% for Steve Smith. So look, that's the first step. Obviously, the stepping down of Steve Smith and the VC, and Tim Payne coming in for the last, well, what turned out to be the last day of the test. Which was very, very disappointing. The whole thing is very disappointing. The whole country, I think, is in the same state here, where no one's enjoying what is occurring at the moment. Least of all, I suppose, the players. But you know, you make snap decisions sometimes that seem right, and you know, you get caught. It's just super disappointing. So what I wanted to talk about was the fact that I hope that this continues to go further, because if Smith is going to go around saying that there's, you know, the leadership team was the ones that made the decision here, and yet it's just himself and Bancroft that copped the fine, or the first fines anyway, I honestly hope that there are more, because that is a serious cop out if they're just going to do that. It means they're not investigating it properly, and that's both a disappointment for the game itself and for the situation that we have at the moment. So, look, you know, they're talking as if Darren Lehman isn't involved in any way, shape, or form. I think it's pretty damning, that little conversation he had with Hanscom. It looks bad. It wouldn't surprise me if this is all some sort of, I don't know, it's not even a conspiracy. We're talking about a bit of tape, you know, like It's hard because the game is being literally torn apart at the moment. You heard Jones yesterday say he was disenfranchised by the whole thing. We all feel like that over a piece of tape. It's interesting. But yeah, rightly so. Yeah, we should all be there. I mean, yeah, what's there to say? I mean, I felt like Cam Bancroft is the low-level street drug dealer here that's been caught with his hand, you know, with the hands on the drugs. But you know, obviously, it's the guys above that you're really after. I mean, the guy with his hands on it is one piece of the puzzle. And yes, he's done wrong, obviously, but it's the blokes above him that call the order. Now, the only thing I can hope, and this is me now just trying. What's it called? Denial? Is it denial in the stage of grief? Just the little bit that I hope has happened here, which is Cam Bancroft has decided his team needs something more than is required, goes out on a limb, does something himself, and Stephen Smith has fallen on his sword and taken the blame and the responsibility to save the kid. Maybe. That is the only shining light that I can possibly consider, and it's not what's happened here, obviously, but if that is what happened, then that is the only way that Steve Smith gets out of this without having a full mark on his name. We'll never know. Again, it's just a theory. I don't actually think that's true. It's just, you know, when you start to think outside the box, that's what I get. So, yeah, I guess we move forward. Obviously, Australia got grubbed in the end. I can imagine that none of them got any sleep last night, so that is no surprise. Morne walks away with 9 wickets, not bad for what could possibly be his last test. So, you know, just a comment, you know, a class act, Morne Morkel. Yeah, a great career and just such a bizarre way to finish it. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to justify the actions of the Australians by any stretch means. You know, obviously, they've made a huge mistake and have cheated. There's no other way around it. You know, it's blatant cheating. And I guess it looks like Australians seem to have, or at least recently, have an issue with travelling. I don't know what it is, but like, you know, we won the first test in Pune and then went on to lose the series. And we did the same thing here in Durban. And I don't know, maybe it's just like they come, you know, come off a high of, you know, being at home or whatever, and then you get them overseas and the problems start arising. I don't know, it's an interesting thing. I'm not sure what the go is there, but I'll tag it. I'll stem it off here, guys, because I'm giving us nothing to talk about when we finally get together to have a chat. But I guess we just see what happens from Cricket Australia. I know that they were flying people over there. That's about a 7-hour flight to get over there from here. So, that happened overnight. I'm sure that they'll have some meetings today and soul search, and we'll see whether or not we've got a skipper this time next week or a VC. It wouldn't surprise me if the bowling cartel, or one or two of them at least, was involved in this. I just don't understand how you can have a bowl, the ball being tampered with, and the bowlers not know about it. It also brings into question a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, friend of the show, Dane, pointed out that it brings David Warner's hand, when all the tape around his hand last game, back into question. On its own, it's quite innocuous, but it looks dodgy now, doesn't it? Like, it was ridiculous how much tape that bloke had on his hands. If you can't play, if you need that much tape, you shouldn't be playing. So why has he got that much tape? Second thing is, there was a footage of Pat Cummins in the first game stepping on the ball just on the side of the pitch, as it's gone over. And again, very innocuous on its own. It's an isolated event. But now it's all been brought into question, and you've got to, everything should be investigated, because at the end of the day, nobody wants this in our game. You don't see this in other games and they get away with it. It's not like you're seeing it in rugby or anything like that. Aside from things like cycling, it's a different ball game altogether. But systemic issues need to be addressed. If this is the first time, it wouldn't surprise me because of how badly they covered it up, just did such a shit job. But it also wouldn't surprise me if this isn't the first time this has happened. I mean, we already know that, it's a bit rich, I think, for the South African fans. And not that they are, as far as I can tell. But, I mean, Faf got done with the lolly last year, or the year before, sorry. And, there's lots of instances of ball tampering. It's not a new it's not a new thing. Just, it's something that we need to stamp out of our game, along with any other type of cheating, because it's a plight on the game. It brings it into disrepute, and all over a few centimeters of sticky tape. It's pretty incredible, but look, we'll go on to day three and see what happens, and we'll talk about it in Sporting Woods, and I'll let you get back to your mornings, and I'll put my shoes on, go to work, and the day rolls on. All right, have a good one, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.